Do we have problems? Do we have situations that we don't like to have to handle? Could these situations possibly be avoided? Matthew, the 24th chapter, the 12th verse, it says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." We had this verse in our class this morning. And from my little viewpoint of the world, it seems like iniquity is indeed abounding. And hopefully, the love of many shall not wax cold. That's what we're here today, to help each other, to keep the Lord's commandments, and to keep our love for God from waxing cold. Do we still have problems? Do we still have things that are annoyances that we shouldn't have in our lives? We sing a song. Jesus comes with power to gladden when love shines in. Every life that woke and saddened when love shines in. Love will teach us how to pray. Love will drive the gloom away. Turn our darkness into day when love shines in. How the world will glow with beauty when love shines in. And the heart rejoice in duty when love shines in. Trials may be sanctified, and the soul in peace abide. Life will all be glorified when love shines in. Darkest sorrow will glow brighter when love shines in. And the heaviest burden lighter when love shines in. 'Tis the glory that will throw light to show us where to go. Oh, the heart shall blessing know when love shines in. We may have unfading splendor when love shines in. And a friendship true and tender when love shines in. When earth's victory shall be won, and our life in heaven begun, there will be no need of sin, for love shines in. When love shines in, when love shines in, how the heart is tuned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in, when love shines in, joy and peace to others bringing when love shines in. This song is very applicable to our daily lives, to our lives as Christians. We have the love of God in ourselves, in our daily lives. Problems are no longer problems that they were. We do not encounter the problems that we might if we were not a Christian, if we did not have the love of God in us. Brian read the scripture reading this morning in 2 John. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. We're told in Revelations that the group of Christians there had lost their first love and they were condemned for it. We're told they didn't have their first love, that first love being Christ. John, 5th chapter and the 42nd verse. "But I know ye, that I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you." This is Christ speaking to those who didn't have the love of God in them, who had not accepted Christ, had not relied on Jesus. Easiest thing I know, how to keep your first love and to have your life in order, is to put God in the center of your life and build your life around God. Too many times today we may see God's way here. And our life down here, not intersecting. Possibly with some Christians or people who are in the church, we have an intersection where our domain, our life, does not match God's expectations. The ideal situation, of course, is with God being our pattern, Christ ascending, what we should pattern our life after, and following this as an example. When love shines in, people that I see, people I see here today that inspire me, that make me happier, that make me feel glad that I'm a Christian also. There are several sisters that do not have husbands there in the church. They feel that it's their duty to have their families here at every possible available service. These sisters inspire me. Others have not always possibly attended every service and have felt, from what they have heard, for the lessons they have heard in this congregation, they have felt that it's their duty to have their families here at every possible service. This also has inspired me, has made me feel better, has made me glad that I am a fellow Christian with people like this. For this, I say thank you. Because in my family, it's always been, everybody's always been in the church, and it hasn't been always the easiest thing to get there yourself. I asked this morning, did you come because it was Sunday morning, or because it was the Lord's Day? Or did you want to come? The difference probably is whether love shines in your heart, whether you have put God first, whether we are building our life around Him, or we just letting our lives intersect part of God's domain. We have three services, of course, each week. We put these things the first of our calendar, and we let the rest of our daily situations, our daily life fit around these services. We're putting God first in our life. Other people inspire me. Other people that want to make sure their families are going to be in a Christian atmosphere. Some have sought out Christian mates before they're married. Someone has been in the church before they've even met them. Others search out people to marry that will become Christians or want to become Christians before they're married. Other people inspire me because they have the love shining in their lives. They want to do more for the Lord. They're always searching out opportunities to be of greater service to the church. Again, we say thank you as fellow Christians because we need this inspiration, this inspirement from our fellow Christians so that we can do more and so we can do better ourselves. We have some examples of love of God in us. I might say it's the verbs of our worship, the verbs of our service to God. We see these in our fellow Christians here today in other services. We can see the love shining in their lives, and how they teach, how they exhort, how they pray, how they sing, how they commune, how they contribute, how they glorify, how they labor, how they learn, how they listen, how they worship, how they meditate, how they minister, how they preach, how they read, how they hear, how they believe, how they repent, how they believe, how they confess, and how they're baptized. All these verbs are action verbs. They're not passive verbs being active on. These are action verbs where the people doing these things are doing the action. They're not being acted upon. Right now, you may not be saying anything, but you're possibly meditating. You're hopefully listening to God's word when it's spoken. You are not being here, or you're not coming here to be entertained. You're coming here to worship God. We might consider some of our Christian duties and some of our Christian services is the potluck idea. Thursday night, I think you had a potluck we weren't able to attend. Beverly, what would have happened in March? What would have happened if everybody had came to your potluck and you'd gone and hadn't brought any food? You're all expecting to eat what someone else had brought. Everyone in the whole group of you that had gone to the potluck had done this, everyone would have come and had nothing to eat. All weird. It's something where you were expecting to go and get food. Whether you expected to take any or not, you expected to get some. Well, it's just the same in our church service here that we're having today. To get something out, somebody has to put something into it. Just as the potluck supper. If you're going to get any food, being filled at that supper, you're going to have to either take some yourself or having someone else take some food also. Hopefully everyone takes food, everyone gets filled. This is what we should have in our services. Everyone should put something in it. Everyone should get something out of it. It's not a taking service, but a giving service, a giving of ourselves unto the Lord. Listening and meditation, for example, these two action verbs in our service, they should especially show love, our love of God. These aren't always the easiest. We just naturally find ourselves straying from the thought, straying from what's being presented, straying from the singing, straying from the prayer. This is the devil wanting our minds to wander. This is when we especially have to be thoughtful, especially show that love of God in us, to show that undivided attention to the Word of God. I don't go along with the idea that we have to have fantastic speakers. We have to have people that are witty, or people that are experienced at doing everything to keep us awake. We have to have some of that responsibility placed on ourselves as listeners. We have to be able to show a little of that love of God in us. How else does love shine in our lives? If we turn to 1 Corinthians, 13th chapter, 13th verse. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, the greatest of these is charity. Read 1 Peter, 3rd chapter. The 15th verse. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I read that verse because of the hope. To me, we're in kind of a hope generation. Most of us have expressed our faith in God, our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have expressed this faith that He is our Savior, and we have used this faith to build upon, to build hope. So I call us the hope generation. True, we do have love, we do have charity, but right now we're in a hope generation. We've built on this faith, expecting eternal life if we are faithful unto God. Hope is the desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. We can look at this two ways. We can hope for something. We can desire it and not expect to get it. Or we can hope for it and expect to get it. I know of no one that hopes to go to hell. We may expect to get there, but I don't know anyone that hopes to get there. But how I fear that we may let our love of God wax cold is that we're not close enough. We're not letting enough love shine into our lives. That we're saying, well, we want to go to heaven, and we're expecting God to let us in. Faith, hope, and charity. Love is eternal, or charity is eternal. We have that now. When the Lord comes, the second coming, our faith will no longer be in existence. Faith will be revealed. Our hope, if we go to heaven, will have been rewarded. Love will still remain. So charity or love is a combination or built upon by the other two. We have expressed our faith. We're still in a state of hope today. We're still hoping for salvation. It must be built up on by building up on faith, having this hope. Do we really hope to get to heaven? How hard do we hope? Are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to do things for it? We have to discipline our lives, not just to be a Christian. Discipline helps out in any person's life, whether he's a Christian or not. But we especially need it, the same type of discipline in many cases, to be a Christian. Many people believe in what's called a rapture by several denominations. I think recently I was following a car and it said, in case of rapture, this car will be unmanned. Rapture is a term, I think, denoted by Christ's second coming to many denominations. It's unscriptural, it's not found in the Bible, but it's what they have given, the term they have given to the second coming of Christ. Many of our denomination friends are always saying, I'm hoping for the rapture, or I sure wish the rapture would come. Are we hoping for the judgment? Are we hoping for Christ's second coming today? If our love has waxed cold, I doubt if we're hoping for the second coming of Christ. But we should be working for, so we can have a reward. We won't be afraid. We would be ready to go today if we were to have to leave this life. The love of God can make a difference. Can make a difference in our lives, and it must make a difference in that we should all be leaders of men, but still at the same time we have to be followers of God. I think love shining in our lives, the love of God, makes this difference. It's hard for some people to be followers and at the same time leaders. We think of the apostles, four, when they were still disciples of Jesus. He said, come and I will make thee fishermen of men, instead of fishermen of fish, as they were before. This is something we have to show our children, something we have to show ourselves, that we can't follow every little happening that comes along, every little idea that comes into man's head. We have to search out, see in the scriptures if we can do it, see what we can do, and let God be the center of our lives. This love shining in our lives should make the difference. Is Christ our first love? Ask yourself, do we plan our lives around Christ, God, or do we let them just fall by the wayside? This morning we're going to extend a gospel invitation. The action verbs were hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Hopefully, everyone here will have completed these action verbs before it's their time to leave this world. Also, it applies to you. Is God first in your life? Do you want Him first in your life? Do you want to follow Him? You have not accepted Christ. You have not let Christ be the center of your life yet. And if you have accepted Christ and have not let Him be the center of your life, we also make this invitation to you to let Him once again be the center of your life and build your world around Him. Or if you'd like to place a membership with this congregation, we ask you to come as we stand and sing.